Melissa in the Morning chats with career strategist and workplace expert Julie Bauke. It's Julie on the Job, now on the Voice of Connecticut, WICC 600 and 95.9.
This next story reminds me of when we realized Facebook could be a real problem. Let's take a journey down memory lane, shall we? Okay. Melissa is a sophomore at Laurelton Hall right here in Milford, an all-girls academy, and deemed a pretty great high school to get you into pretty great colleges. And in my sophomore year, Facebook became a thing. And a few of the girls who went to school with me, who were seniors, who had already gotten full rides, I'm talking some of them going to Ivy League, some of them going to Division I schools for sports. I mean, these were brilliant girls, probably still are. They got on Facebook and they posted photos. We're talking now 2006, 2005, around there. They posted photos after prom or at a party, whatever it may be, and they were drinking, which, let's be honest, a lot of high schoolers get their hands on solo cups. That's all I'm going to say. They lost their scholarships. They were suspended from Laurelton. And ultimately, I'm sure they all landed on their feet. I didn't know them personally, but I went to school with them. And I just, that was one of the biggest reasons, as you can imagine, Claudia Sheketoff, the Gestapo of our household, would not let any of us get onto Facebook until we got into college. She's like, just get accepted into college. We can't have you doing ding-dong things online. I'm not cool. I'm not with this. But this next story reminds me of exactly that. Do you realize that your digital footprint could really sabotage your career? It was highlighted recently in the Wall Street Journal. AI knows what you did online. Now your employer does too. Julie Bauke, our career strategist, here to break this down for us. I want to say I'm surprised by this one, Jules, but I'm not.
Yeah. You know, what surprised me the most was that younger people who grew up in this, they know this. They yep. know it's going to come back. And so what they're saying is it's people who are like older millennials, Gen X, and any boomer who's still in the job market. They're the ones who didn't grow up soaked in this and so are maybe not as aware. Mm-hmm. And what is this article? I was reading this like, oh, my gosh, you know, you can't win. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Kind of.
In terms of because it's background checks have become easier to use because of AI. And we already know, like, I never respond to anybody before I look them up. Before I go on LinkedIn, what's their background? I never approach anybody new unless I know their background. So we have this information is at our fingertips, and we're all using it. And now, even if this thing in there they're talking about, like, if you have an OnlyFans account, let's say, and you are adult content, and you are not using your real name but using your face, facial recognition software can identify you. And so it's, but then the other side, which still was like, oh my gosh, was if you don't have a presence at all, that's also can be a red flag. Or if you're,
you're untraceable, you're sketchy. I don't want you.
Yeah.
I don't know who you are.
That means that you probably went in and wiped everything as much as you could. It's sort of where we got to the point where everyone generally has a social media presence of some sort. Could be very small, could be all over the place. And so knowing that, here's this company that not only are organizations doing this when hiring, they're outsourcing it a lot of times to companies who should they do this for a living. So this is not just your average person trying to find stuff on someone. This is actually a professional who knows how to do this. And this guy who runs this one company said, there are companies that not only hire me to screen their new hires, but also continuously monitor their current employees for what they're posting. And the issue is, are you going to cause us a PR problem?
Mm.
So it's mostly in a lot of cases, you know, if your accounting clerk does or says something, that's not as big of a deal if your VP of HR does. And so it's a lot of times more focused on the higher level positions, people who are more visible. But they've also looked at it and said, what about these folks who are in customer facing roles? So are they going to get us in trouble for what they're posting with our customers? And so companies are so sensitive to this right now, and you can get caught. Like, everything you post, some of it's in the eyes of the beholder, certainly. Some people will object to what you post, some won't. But the obvious is to just err on one side, err on the side of caution, which frankly, we're not that good at doing.
No kidding. Well, and it's interesting, Julie, because as we're talking about this, one of our very engaged listeners, who's probably your biggest fan besides me, Paul, who's listening right now, made a really good point, which is it's not enough to also watch your own profile, what you're posting or what you're not posting or what you're searching for. But when people tag you, you even have to micromanage. And it's a great example. Thank you for listening, Paul, because this just happened actually with my professional profile, which I use Instagram. And I've really built that page up for my radio career. And I was recently featured on a separate podcast, totally separate from WICC. I was a guest on this show, and it's a kind of a comedy show about relationship advice. My point of bringing it up is they're doing kind of preview clips of the episode, which is fine. One of them, though, I did not actually post to my page, and I didn't agree to collaborate with them. Not because I didn't get clearance from my bosses or that it wasn't okay for me to be on it, and what I talked about, everything was fine. But the content of that clip did not match what in a year or 5 years I would want people to go on my page and be like, oh, this is who she is. And again, I was a guest on a show where the content did not really match, per se, my image. I'm very much proud of being on it, but I didn't collaborate with them. So it's a great point to also micromanage when you are included in collaborations or you're tagged in pictures, you're tagged in posts. You have to also manage that, too, because that absolutely will come up.
Yeah. And we can gnash our teeth and wring our hands about this. And as a boomer, like, oh my God. I mean, it's just, if you would have told me, I couldn't have imagined this. But like everything, it's like the frog in the boiling water. The heat gets turned up a little bit at a time. Things change a little bit at a time until pretty soon you're living in a place that you couldn't have imagined. And so I just, for everybody, even if you fervently hold your beliefs, whatever they are, religious, political, it doesn't matter. Post away if you choose to. I mean, that is certainly your choice. But just remember that whatever you post, there are people who disagree with you, people who might disagree with you fervently. And I have seen situations online, as everyone listening, that people will go out and say and send to, let's say, the XYZ air conditioning company, did you know that your employee Fred is also a member of ICE? Here he is. How do you think this looks for your company? Or whatever it is. I mean, it could be anything.
Right.
They went to the No Kings protest. And so as a company, as an organization, you have to get ahead of this. Who are your corporate lawyers who can help you create policies and practices around this so that if you do end up taking action on someone's post, you are protected as an employer as well. And then as an individual, you are the driver of your career. And what is out there about you is all subject to interpretation.
I love when we get to have commercial break chat. So, Julie Bauke, I was just talking about, because listen, I don't just dictate to people. In fact, I like to learn in real time. And I was just having this conversation with my producer. And we were saying, what's okay, what's not okay. So I'm a less is more kind of girl. I stay in my lane. I talk about broadcasting. I talk about the Boston Bruins. That's maybe a little bit of Disney. I really don't go outside my lanes, mostly because I always ask the question in my mind, what's the end game here? Like, what's the goal? And we were just talking about this because my producer is very much the same way. Doesn't really post anything political. But once in a while, he'll say, if something just seems like there's all facts here, there's no opinion, I will post. And I say, right, but what's the end game? What's the end right. game? And I'll say, is it to reach the president of the United States? Because guess what? Your Facebook post is not going to reach him. Is the end game that you want to... So, for example, we have an afternoon host who you're familiar with because he's filled in before, Paul Pacelli, yes. who is a political talk show host. That is his job. His job is to get people riled up or to have very, I think, intense conversation and good conversation, and he does that so well. So it makes sense. That's in his lane. But I always say, to me... If you run a business, and I'd love for you to kind of weigh in, if there's anything I've learned from you over the years, it's what is the end goal here? If the end goal is to get into an argument online, then you ask, is the risk worth it? I don't understand how honestly people have taken their personal or professional pages and have created where I need to let people know my thoughts on it. To me, no, you don't. I say less is more. That's just me. I don't know if you have a better, I'd say, way of gauging how to kind of make sure your profile is appropriate, but it's still true to you. Like, I don't think I'm hiding who I am as a person. I'm just not sharing my political or religious or anything views on my social media. I'll share it with people in person who are close
right,
to me.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
So, right. So the people, I always think, okay, what is my goal with this? And sometimes it is like standing up for someone or I have definitely, you know, refuted certain posts. I've definitely made my opinion known on a few things, but they are mostly, I always ask myself, what am I hoping to accomplish here? And when I see some of the posts, especially when women attack other women about their looks and things like that, I'm always like, oh my gosh,
yeah, it's terrible.
You know, that just riles me up because we have enough to deal with. Without dealing with other women. So that's one of those things that riles me up. And I will never apologize for doing that.
No, because that's being a good human being. That to me is being a good human being. Yeah. And yeah, no, I think
the
that's
people,
different.
The people that matter most to you already know how you feel about things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I look at it that way. I'm like, am I trying to change someone's mind here? Because that's, especially when it comes to politics, that's not going to happen. And so before I post, I always think, what am I hoping to accomplish with this? But so when you think about what you're going to post, all right, so let's say that, let's take some obvious ones. You're interviewing with a tobacco company and you post cigarettes and tobacco companies are the devil. Okay, you're not going to get that job. You may think that, all fine, but you have to step out of your seat and see things from other people's perspective. Could this post be problematic? Could this post be problematic in how I present myself? Or am I perfectly fine with maybe upsetting a group of people or locking myself out of opportunities? Do I feel that strongly about it? Put yourself
right. That's your end game. Like if the idea right. of that's a major advertiser for a company you would love to work for, you're like, oh, maybe I don't ruffle those feathers because I don't really work with them. But maybe the idea of, hey, if you're supporting any kind of financial backing to this company, I want nothing to do with it. That's where that question of what's the end goal here? What's the end game?
Right.
And is the risk worth it? Yeah. Is
the risk worth it? And I think so many people, you see these posts, these videos on Instagram or all these places and you think, or TikTok, and you think, what in the world were you trying to accomplish? Were you trying to go viral? Were you just really looking to make people angry? What's the goal here? And what are three ways in which it could be misinterpreted? And that's why I agree with you. Less is more. At the same time, I kind of like, sometimes I'll hear about someone or something and I'll look it up and go, huh, they don't seem to have a social media presence at all. And we kind of get in this, well, if they don't have a social media presence, are they even a real person? So we've sort of crossed over into that, are they even a real person? And for some people, it's like, yeah, I don't care what you think if I'm a real person. Okay, we all get to play our own game. But know that whatever you do, and it may just not be in the hiring process, but it may be ongoing. And know about the mission and values of the people who are writing your check. And that line between work and who you are outside of work is pretty much gone at this point. Well, you and I have been on doing this long enough that we've said it's almost gone. I feel pretty comfortable after reading this article saying that it is gone. And so how you show up both places has to be as authentic as possible, as closely aligned as possible. You can't be one person outside of work and one person in work as easily as you could be in the past. Right or wrong, it's just the truth.
Yeah, it's just being aware of it and certainly looking at your profiles and even the idea of saying that, you know, because again, I do understand the lines get very blurry, right? If you're trying to stand up for somebody or a group of people. I always think, you know, if you, I think about like the holidays, for example, if you want to donate to a cause, I always find it really admirable because that you go and you donate and, you know, you did that and the people have the impact and it's great. I think that social media and just the internet has blurred that line so much of saying, you know, I advocate for, or I support. It's like, well, then just go do it. I mean, I don't need the accolades online for you to tell me that I'm a good person or I'm not. You know, either go and do what you believe in doing in person. Does it need to be online and ruin a career or ruin your opportunities? I don't necessarily think so, but I think you bring up a great point, and I think this Wall Street Journal article does as well, Julie. And so I'm going to link it to your podcast for people to read more about it and kind of look through, you know, their online activity as well and see if it is something that could be a problem down the line in the workforce. So thank you so much, Julie Bauke. Always love having these conversations with you, our career strategist, right here on WICC.